Greetings, humans. You have entered the Command Zone, your destination for all aspects of Elder Dragon Highlander. Enjoy your stay.
Oh, you can dance, you can jive, having the time of your life. Whoa, what's that girl? Something that seems is the dancing queen. Now.
Why?
Yeah.
I have no clue. I mean, it's a great song.
So it's from Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Where does Mamma Mia take place?
Europe somewhere? Spain?
The island of Santorini.
Okay.
Which is in?
Spain?
Greece?
Oh, that's right.
So, Theros Beyond Death.
Oh, God. That was it? I get it now.
These are the connections.
Clearly.
It's only like, you know, seven degrees of Kevin Bacon to get to that song.
It's actually not that bad. It's true. It is. So yeah, it is in Greece.
I was like, what songs have to do with Greece?
ABBA is great. Yeah. They wrote that song, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mamma Mia. It's funny, when I was in New Zealand, there was like, you know how people in the streets play violin and stuff? There are people just doing ABBA covers.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's just like, yeah,
everyone ABBA knows all those songs. Okay. Well, Mamma Mia 2 is basically just like a ABBA's greatest hits. Like, yeah. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just like took a bunch of songs from other ABBA stuff and were like, let's call it Mamma Mia 2. Anyway.
I do love ABBA. All right.
So Theros Beyond Death, the set is almost here. It's, if you don't know, it's a Greek mythology inspired theme. It's a world or plane filled with gods and monsters and enchantments.
A lot of enchantments, yeah. Enchantments turn out, they do matter.
So today we're unveiling our Theros Beyond Death preview card and, it's kind of a doozy.
It's a big one. It's one that, we'll probably talk about a lot in the future. I can predict.
Okay, so before we get into it, though, if you want to pre-order your Theros Beyond Death booster boxes, singles, anything at all, you should go to cardkingdom.com/commandzone. We say it all the time. Mm-hmm. You're going to order Magic cards anyway. If you use that affiliate link, when you do, you really are supporting this show, Game Nights, all of our content, and the set looks pretty sweet, so you're probably going to want to get your hands on it.
Yeah, and Ultra Pro, our other sponsor for the show, has made a ton of new stuff, as they do with every single set, and this set has the constellation art for all of the gods, a lot of sweet. The alternate arts, the full frames, and so you can find that art on sleeves, deck boxes, playmats, and more by supporting our other sponsor, Ultra Pro, at your local game store, at cardkingdom.com/commandzone, wherever you buy that stuff.
Yeah, even if you don't want the theme stuff, they really do have a lot of awesome things like satin towers, eclipse sleeves. You do want your cards to be protected, so Ultra Pro is the best in the biz at that. The final way to support all of our content is directly if you go to patreon.com/commandzone. In fact, spoiler alert, we have a Game Nights episode themed around Theros Beyond Death. I'm sure you're all shocked about that. It's coming up very soon, and patrons will be able to watch that episode before it's available to the general public. That's one of the perks that people get as a patron. Another perk is that we shout out one lucky patron every single episode, and this episode is dedicated to Ember Haynes. Ember. You rock.
Burning bright.
Ember, assumption is that your middle name is Cleave.
Ember Cleave Haynes. Your favorite god is Purphoros.
That would be sweet if that was Ember's middle name.
You can just go to a court and change it really fast.
That's actually a good point. I don't know if really fast, but you can do it.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it.
All right, let's get into it here. This is our Theros Beyond Death preview card. I mean, let's just read the thing here.
Yep.
It is, should we do a drum roll or something?
Yeah. I'll just do three. One, two, three.
It's not really a drum roll.
It's a drum triple tap because this thing's good. It's a tripler.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
All right. It's called Nyx Bloom Ancient. It's four green, so seven mana total for a 5/5 enchantment creature. It's an elemental. This is a mythic rare card. It has trample, but the most important text is this. If you tap a permanent for mana, it produces three times as much of that mana instead.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first ever mana tripler.
We've had a decent amount of doublers.
A lot of doublers, but this is just for you, and it's permanence as well.
Yeah, it's not even just lands.
Yeah, a lot of times you'll see effects like this. It's like if you tap this land for mana, add one more mana of any type that land could produce.
That's not even technically a doubler,
yeah,
but it does have the effect of doubling the land. Yeah.
This is just triple it. Triple everything.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Also, fairly straightforward, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would think. We're going to have a lot to say about this, obviously, because it's a very powerful effect. If you cast this and then untap with it, decent chance you win the game, because one of the best ways to win the game in Commander is just having access to a ton of mana, because you can just play a billion things. And this is going to I mean, at the very least, you have 7 mana when you cast it.
Yeah, so that's going to be 21 mana.
At the least. If you play a land, it's at least 24 on your next turn.
Yeah. 24 mana?
Which
is so much.
Yeah, that's an insane amount. I think, though, that the turn you play this, for you to net mana out of it, you need to have 11 mana in play for you to play it and then play something else.
Right.
And net mana. Because if you have
4 lands, then those give you 3 each.
And that's 12 mana. Whereas so if you had 11 lands in play, or 11 mana,
yeah.
It doesn't have to be lands, right? Because it's basically anything that taps for mana.
Yeah, Soaring taps for 6, by the way.
Yeah.
Right?
So if you have 11 mana available to you, you play this, you'll have 4 mana left over, which now is 12 mana. So you actually came out 1 mana ahead. And that's to use it on the turn that you play it.
Even if you only have 8 lands and you play this for 7, that land taps for 3. You can probably cast something else. So the chances of you playing
this... So it's almost
this,
like, this costs 4.
Yeah. So, like, even if you're not netting mana, every single mana producer you have that's permanent is just insane how much mana it gives you.
Yeah, pretty crazy. So let's talk about some cards we think are good with this card. The first thing that came to mind for me was stuff that untaps lands.
Mm-hmm.
So Palancron is a classic one.
Palancron is also one that goes infinite in a ton of decks, because once you are... Palancron specifically also has text that says you can bounce it back to your hands. And when it enters the battlefield, you untap up to 7 lands. So if you're able to net mana off of this, Annamar is a commander that typically abuses this type of card, and you're going to be able to probably get infinite amount of mana just if you're able to untap and, or I mean, bring it back to your hand after you untap it and play it again for cheaper and then just go off.
Yeah, so Nyx Bloom, Ancient, and this will definitely go infinite because it costs 7 to play Palancron and then 4 to bounce it back to your hand.
Yeah.
And then 7 to play it again. But what's happening is you're untapping all your lands. So
you get 21 mana every time you untap 7 lands, and this only costs 11 to cap back to your hand. So you're netting 10 each time.
So that's, I mean, Palancron, infinite combos are all over the place and pretty obvious one.
Zakama is another newer creature that is a lot of people's commanders, and also just one of those win the game cards in a super powerful way because he has 3 activated abilities for each of his 3 heads. And when he enters the battlefield, you untap all lands you control, so you can actually net an insane amount of mana on this because you get a float mana when you cast it as well. Especially with Nyx Bloom Ancient out, you're just going to have, I mean, like, you should win the game, if not gain 1,000 life, or destroy every artifact or enchantment on the board, or kill every creature.
Yeah, because Zakama is a mana sink that can bolt stuff, destroy certain things, and gain you life. And so, like you said, floating the mana, using that mana, sitting there with at least, what's Zakama cost? 9 mana?
Yeah.
At least 27 mana just sitting there. So,
imagine tapping 3 lands to cast Zakama.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, no, you tap all your lands, cast Zakama, and then
untap
them.
Only 3 of them need to be used for him, though. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty nuts. Another card we saw recently on Game Nights is Treachery, which is a control magic effect, 3 blue-blue.
Sorry, DJ.
Enchant creature. And it says, you control enchanted creature, but when Treachery comes into play, you untap up to 5 lands.
Yeah.
So,
pretty sweet.
With Nyx Bloom Ancient out again, you're going to tap 5 lands, add 15 mana to your mana pool, float 10 of it, cast Treachery, get 15 mana back by untapping those 5 lands.
Yeah, a lot of these cards read as just like win more and even more, but there is a difference between like 9 mana and 20 mana.
Yeah,
like I mean, like if you're casting a Torment of Hailfire or something, then that extra mana will really not just guarantee, like doubly, triply guarantee you're going to win the game.
Yeah. I mean, a Torment of Hailfire for X equals 8 could win you the game, but decent possibility some people live through it.
Yeah.
Torment of Hailfire for X equals 25.
It's over.
It's over. You just won. Yeah.
Frantic Search, really great instant that you just draw 2 cards for 3 mana, but you discard 2 cards and then you untap up to 3 lands. So you see this in a lot of combo decks or decks that want to do a lot in a single turn, just throw stuff into the bin. And it's really cheap too. 3 mana to do this effect is pretty darn good.
Yeah. You net 6 mana off of it, cycle a couple cards. This is a good one you came up with.
Oh, the Magus of the Candelabra or Turnabout? Oh, well, let's talk
both
about Magus. Magus of the Candelabra is the affordable version of Candelabra of Taunos, which is one of those classic old cards that costs way too much. But they reprinted it in the sort of the time spiral?
The Magus cycle.
The Magus cycle, yeah. And you can pay X and tap him to untap X target lands. Typically, this doesn't get you any mana because you tap 5 to untap 5 lands. You still have 5 lands. But with any of these mana doublers, or in this case, Nyx Bloom Ancient in play, you are going to just get infinite amounts of mana. And if you can untap the Magus one time, you're going to have all the mana you'll ever need.
Yeah.
For this game and the next.
And I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, your mana, it doesn't empty you between phases, over. Right? Yeah.
That'd be, there's a card. Your mana pool doesn't empty between the end games. Of the game and the next game. Yeah.
Wow, you could just go on a huge winning streak. Like, I'm going to win the game this turn and float 15 mana. But why? So you know. See you next game. There's also Turnabout, which is another one of those storm cards. It's an instant for 4 mana. You can choose artifact, creature, or land, and you tap all untapped permanents of the chosen type target player controls, or untap all tapped permanents of that type that player controls. So this is also one of those things that can work on the other side if you need to tap down their whole board or all of their lands. But because Nyx Bloom Ancient gives you permanents that tap for more mana, being able to untap your artifacts, creatures, or lands means that, let's say you just have a ton of Mandorks in your deck, then right. All of those are what you're going to want to untap over the lands, potentially.
Probably you're doing lands, but it could go either way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the big thing is that it's under the assumption that it's going to cost you, like, 4 lands to do this, and maybe you'll untap a couple extra. But when it costs you 1 and, like, a third lands to do it...
a third of a land.
You're floating, like, you know, 12... you know, 14 mana, and then untapping everything and tapping that stuff again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Nyx Bloom Ancient itself costs 7 mana, though.
Yeah, it's a big guy.
So that's kind of, I think, the downside of it, obviously, in that it's a creature and easier to kill maybe than some other effects that are similar. So playing the Nyx Bloom Ancient, then you kind of like cross your fingers that you untap with the thing and then can go off, and everyone at the table is going to try and kill it because they're not stupid. They know, like, oh, Jimmy's going to get 27 mana next turn. That's really bad.
You know what other cards could have net you of that about that much mana? Paradox Engine?
Paradox Engine's usually infinite, but yeah.
It gets
it's
you
that
to the
style
point,
of card,
Where it's like 20 plus, it doesn't really matter between 20 and 1,000.
And similar to Paradox Engine, let's use that as a sort of a good analogy in some ways. And I think the fact that, like, what you wanted to do with Paradox Engine generally was play it, and in the same turn you play it,
go off.
And so I think cheating Nyx Bloom Ancient into play is going to be a really good way to take advantage of it. You don't want to pay the 7 mana for it, because generally that won't leave you with a lot of extra mana. I mean, later in the game, maybe you can do things like that.
But it's also green, which is tough on the mana base if you are running more than 2 colors.
So I think I think cards that cheat Nyx Bloom into play for a lot cheaper and therefore allow you to have a bunch of mana sitting there untapped that now tap for triple is going to be a good way to go. So the first one that came to mind is Sneak Attack.
Bingo.
This is 3 and a red for an enchantment. And it says, you can pay red and you may put a creature card from your hand onto the battlefield. That creature gains haste, and then you sacrifice the creature at the beginning of the next end step. So if you have 7 or 8 mana, pay 1 red, get Nyx Bloom out. The rest of your mana now all taps for triple, and you just played the best ritual ever.
Yeah. 18, you know? Now you have 18 land. And that's also really hard to deal with because you either have to counter the sneak attack ability, and if they go to remove it, then you just float all the mana.
Yeah,
and it's getting sacrificed or killed anyway. Yeah. I like how sneak attack says you may put a creature card. You
can just pay the red.
Everyone's like,
if somebody had one of those spells where they like steal your mana out of your mana pool.
Oh, yeah. Just sink it all in the sneak attack for no reason.
Another good way, I think, to get Nyx Bloom into play for cheap is recurring it out of your graveyard. So you mill it in there, you dump it in there in some other way, and a lot of green, black Golgari decks do stuff like this.
Yeah, Caridor is also one of those commanders that definitely wants to throw things in the graveyard. You can entomb it, you can get it in there by discarding it, and then you can reanimate it.
Entomb. So entomb and then this is pretty brutal.
Yeah, that's 2 black mana to just get... Also, just a massive creature on the battlefield, too. Because for reanimate, you pay black, and then you put target creature card from a graveyard on the battlefield under your control. You lose life equal to its converted mana cost. So, 7 life, not inconsequential, but not that bad.
I mean, would you pay 7 life for 27 mana?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
and then you get a 5/5 trampler, too, on top of it. Like, the fact that this has trample just seems a little absurd. Just a little over the top.
It doesn't need that.
Yeah. It could have been a 2/2, crying out loud.
Animate Dead is another one that will allow you to animate it for 2 mana out of your graveyard. So those are 2 good reanimation spells that will get that thing onto the battlefield for cheap. Lazav the Multifarious, which is the new Lazav, allows you to copy it.
It does cost the same CMC to do it, but it's just a way to, because again, if this thing gets removed and you're the kind of deck that wants things in the graveyard, which definitely seems like this is the direction that would make it really powerful, cards like Lazav just give you extra insurance.
There's like Dimir Doppelganger that copies things in graveyards too, which
cheaper
is another way to go.
Oh, yeah. This is a great target for Natural Order, obviously.
Yeah, so Natural Order is two green for a sorcery. You sacrifice a green creature, and then you can search your library for a green creature and put it directly onto the battlefield. So you can get that out for four mana and sacrificing like a mana dork.
Yeah. I think the kind of deck that really likes Nyx Bloomation is the one that will turn one play an Elves, turn two play another mana dork, and then by turn three or four have around seven mana already. And because, again, Nyx Bloomation says if you tap a permanent for mana.
So it'll double the mana dorks too. Or, sorry, triple.
Yeah.
Triple.
That's actually... I think we really have to focus on the fact that it says if you tap a permanent for mana. That's really, really good.
So all your rocks are still good. All your dorks are still good.
You can Quicksilver Amulet it out. It's a 4-mana artifact. You pay 4 and tap it. You can put a creature card from your hand onto the battlefield. So you get to do this at instant speed, which is really important. However, you did note that we do have two Braids decks in our meta.
Yeah, this made me think like, oh boy, we have two Braids decks in our meta. Murph and DJ both have a Braids deck. I think their Braids deck get a lot worse if there are Nyx Bloomations around because the turn the person goes, yeah, I put Nyx Bloomation out for free during my upkeep and now for my turn I have triple mana.
Yeah, let's say it's turn four and you haven't played any like mana. Like,
yeah, if you have 12 mana and the rest of the table has 12 mana combined, you're in a really good position.
Yeah, it's a good point. Wow, Nyx Bloomation makes you as powerful as three players at the table, basically.
Yeah, at least the amount of mana. You know, you need cards to back that up, but from a mana perspective, you're right. So it's really interesting if you start cloning Nyx Bloomation, because it does multiply. So if you make a clone of Nyx Bloomation, the first one will make your permanents tap for 3 mana. The second one will make your permanents tap for 9 mana.
Beef.
So you... the
effects stack on top.
So Rite of Replication, if you Rite of Replication your Nyx Bloom Ancient, that is 3 to the 5th power, right? Which is 729. That's how each land will now tap for 729 mana if you Rite of Replication your Nyx Bloom Ancient.
Wow. Off of one land?
Well, that's the thing is, if you Nyx Bloomation, you will have the mana to sorry, that's kicked, right?
Yeah, you have to kick it,
But you'll have the mana to kick a Rite of Replication.
Oh, yeah. That's only 9 mana to kick it.
That's 3 of your lands.
Yeah.
And you should still have 4 left. And each of those 4 will now tap for 729 mana. So you've got 2,800 and, oh, crap, 2,916 mana, I think.
Yeah, that's
something in there.
Pretty crazy. You can sink it all into many different things, but, I mean... You should win the game at that point. Your deck should... I mean, look, if you're playing big mana producers, your deck is looking to... I mean, if it's not 729 mana, you're looking to play a 10-mana spell or a 12-mana spell.
The funny thing is, we talk about, you know, you don't need to go infinite, you just need to go a lot.
Yeah.
Because generally, when you go infinite, you don't actually use more than, like, 500 mana.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're like, that's enough to activate Thrasios and draw my entire deck. You only really need maybe... 280 mana to do that, right? 70 times or whatever. So you don't actually need infinite. So 1,000 mana is effectively infinite.
Yeah. And a single land for 729 mana is also effectively infinite. Any clone basically is going to net you positive mana. Most of them cost about 4 mana. Phyrexian Metamorph is one of the few that costs 3. So again, you play that very cheap. One land, cast your Phyrexian Metamorph, and then you get double the effect. So this is just...
Is the effect of... tripling the triple. Yeah. So it actually nets you
more, even more.
Yeah. It goes from 3 to 9.
Three to nine.
So it's like you could cast a clone that costs 6 mana and I think it would still net you mana.
I mean, just rub it in, I guess, right?
So one thing you want, I think, with Nyx Bloomation is big mana producers, both because it costs a lot of mana to cast.
Yeah. And also, you want to ramp it out.
Yeah. And also because once it's out, your big mana producers create 3 times as much mana. So Thran Dynamo, Gilded Lotus, Dreamstone, Hedron. Jeez, feels like I should know how to say that word, but
he pronounced Hedron. All right.
Those are all rocks that tap for, you know, 3 plus mana and will suddenly tap for 9 plus mana. They'll help you get it out, and then once it's out, they will take advantage of it.
Yeah, and Dreamstone Hedron you can use to draw cards too, to refill the hand, because obviously you need things to cast with this.
Yep.
Cabal Coffers / Magus of the Coffers plus an Urborg means that you're tapping all of your swamps for a bunch, and now you have all swamps as well. Nykthos I really like with this card because this card by itself is 3 green devotion.
Yeah, so Nykthos Shrine to Nyx, you tap a couple mana and it creates mana equal to your devotion to one of your colors.
And thematic with Theros.
Correct.
Coming out. Thank you.
Hedron, Theros. We got this.
Theros.
Gaia's Cradle or Growing Rites of Itlamok. both for mana equal to the number of creatures you control. So now it would be equal to three times the number of creatures you control.
Yeah, that's actually crazy. A guy's credo for like five becomes 15 all of a sudden.
Yeah, it helps you get out the ancient, and then, or it could be the one land that's left after you cast the ancient.
Yeah.
And now it taps for a bajillion.
A bajillion, yeah.
Yeah. So keep in mind, I think this is something that's, it's easy to get excited about new cards. Like this happens a lot where a card comes out and it's not a legendary creature and people get very excited about it and they're talking about all the cards that sort of combo with it. I think though, you want to put this card in a deck that already has some of the other cards that we just talked about in it. You don't want to create a deck that's built around Nyx Bloom Ancient because it's one card in your 99.
Yeah.
It's not a legendary creature. So I think like it's cool, it's powerful, it will go in a lot of decks, but if your deck doesn't have any of this other stuff going on, I don't know that it's that great as just a 7-mana play past the turn.
Yeah, you want to be a big mana deck, or you want to have a deck that wants to cheat out giant creatures, because we keep saying, yeah, you're going to win with this card if you untap with it, but if you play this card in, let's say, in a Reanimator deck, and then all of a sudden you're able to play two of the huge 8-9-mana creatures in your hand, and then someone kills the Nyx Bloom Ancient, you're still way, way ahead. And if you're doing it at the right part of the game, like when some people are at 15, 16 life, then that's going to be like, cool, now you get to definitely close the door and win the game from there.
So if you already have Sneak Attack in your deck, or you already have the Reanimation spells in your deck, then start thinking about Nyx Bloom Ancient as a card that you want to put in.
Yeah, or if you have Mana Sinks as well, things that can bounce creatures, or you know, basically things that you can sink mana to. That's why Zakama is such a good card.
Yeah, or if your commander is Zakama, then probably definitely goes in there. So this is a card I also want to say that you don't want to just cast this card and then pass the turn hoping to untap with it, because I think it's actually a very dangerous card to play.
Oh yeah,
it's really, really risky, and it can actually cost you the game rather than winning you the game. We're going to tell you why right after this break, where we hear a message from our sponsors.
Danger, danger, Will Robinson.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Danger.
We're back. We're talking about our Theros Beyond Death preview card. It's Nyx Bloom Ancient. We teased it right before the break. This is a card that can potentially win you the game, but it can also potentially lose you the game. This is probably something we don't talk about enough on our show, Jimmy, which is...
That's true.
Not just what a card does, but how to play the card and how not to play the card.
Yeah. Let's say like one day I roll up to the office in like a sweet Porsche, and everyone's like, dang, that's amazing. That car is so cool. Well, I can't have that car. So it's just yours. Thanks for showing it off, Jimmy. That's not how it works in Magic the Gathering. Because when you introduce things to the table, sometimes it's like it's a group feeding bin. Everyone technically has access to do things to the card and with it and potentially take it away from you. And that's why it's super risky, like you said, just to play this card and be like, all right, go. Hope it gets back to me.
Yeah, proceed with caution. This is a dangerous card to introduce to the game, like you said. If you cast it, you can easily lose the game because of it.
Yeah.
Because your opponents are playing Magic too, right? So if you just cast it, you have 7 mana, you're like, I'm going to run this out there and hope I untap with it. And you're thinking the worst case scenario is, they kill it and I don't get anything off of it. That's not actually the worst case scenario, right? Because your opponents, they have a lot of the cards that will take advantage of it. And this is... Sometimes you play a card and it's synergistic with your deck, and if they do things to it, it doesn't help them that much.
Mm-hmm.
Nyx Bloom Ancient gives a ton of mana. Every single deck can benefit from having a ton of mana.
Yeah, unless you're Boros. Okay.
No, even Boros wants that almost more than anybody, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, unless they only have like
they
one
don't
card
have tool. They don't have a lot of tools to do the things we're talking about
here. To steal the card either.
So, like, think of like Phantasmal Image, which is a 2-mana clone that we just see get played all the time in the format.
Yeah.
If you tapped out for it and they go 2 mana, I make my own version and I have
all my lands,
5 or 6 mana on the side now. So I'm going to get the benefit of it right now.
Yeah, they're basically doing what we told you to do with the card earlier in the episode.
And you just gave them the tool to do it.
Yeah. You gave them the half of the equation.
Phyrexian Metamorph is one we mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. Only 3 mana. They could easily copy your thing.
Sudden Substitution. This card we haven't talked about that much either. It is Split Second, which I'm surprised I haven't seen this played more. But it's 2 blue-blue for an instant Split Second. So as long as the spell is on the stack, players can't cast spells or activate abilities that aren't mana abilities. You can exchange control of target non-creature spell and target creature. Then the controller may choose new targets for it. So you basically, like, you get to just switch two things.
Yeah, and you might be able to be like, cast a spell, substitution it, steal your Nyx Bloom, or on somebody else's turn, do that stuff. There's all kinds of like funny things that happen. I've only seen this card played a couple of times yet.
Yeah. But someone like preordains and switch it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah. Or you preordain and switch it to yourself.
Right.
That kind of stuff. Gilded Drake is another one that's just a couple of mana, switches itself. It's a 3/3 flyer with any creature on the table.
Well, Sun Substitution also lets you do it to someone else's. Like, let's say it's like, Josh, we can't let him untap with this.
So you give cast it to somebody else.
Yeah, you cast something silly. I'm like, Sun Substitution, you get it now. Like, that's
seems
better than
risky,
them
though.
Having it. Yeah, it's risky, but maybe you use it for effect. Be like, I'll do this if you sack it.
Sure.
I'll give you one turn with it, but we just know that if this person has a turn, they will torment and they'll kill us.
Right.
But it's risky.
Mimic Vat is a card that kind of like creates a token copy of something that has gone to the graveyard, has been imprinted.
Yeah,
if it can be killed, they might get it that way. Scarab God, also Animate Dead, which we already talked about, that kind of stuff will work. Scarab God makes a token copy, an eternalized copy of it.
Yeah, Mimic Vat and Scarab God are really good too because it loses access to everyone else.
You exile it.
Gilded Drake is also just a really cheap steal a creature.
There's a million ways, basically, their own treachery, right? Mm-hmm. They play it on your Nyx Blumation, untap their lands, have access to all their lands plus the, you know, triple mana.
Yeah.
There's basically a lot of ways this can go bad for you, and it's why something like Expropriate is just sort of way safer to cast, because there's just a lot less ways it's going to go wrong. Obviously, there's Narset's Reversal in a few ways.
Like Counterspell, but Counterspell is fine
right.
in this case.
Yeah, Nyx Blumination getting killed is not what you're worried about. Nyx Blumination getting put onto the battlefield on one of your opponent's battlefields is what you're really scared of for cheap, where they still have a lot of mana available. And so just be really careful. This card's exciting. It's splashy. It's going to do some powerful stuff, but it is one of those cards easily you can play it and it ends up costing you the game.
Yeah, I think people might see this card and go, oh, this goes in any green deck, which isn't necessarily the case. You need to be able to use it effectively or play it for cheaper, reduce the mana cost, cheat it out, or flash it out.
Yeah, so I think flashing it out is really important, right? Because if you flash it out on the end step before your turn, the window of opportunity for your opponents to do all that stuff is diminished, and you have a good chance of just immediately untapping and using it. And once you're in that scenario, you're in good shape. So there's a whole bunch of cards that we talk about a lot that'll help you flash this thing into play.
Everyone's favorite, Vedalken Orrery. Right. / Leyline of Anticipation, which just got reprinted, so a lot more people have access to that now. And then there are actually a lot of creatures / Planeswalkers that allow you to cast things on flash speed, and it's a green sort of thing. So the new Vivian, Champion of the Wilds, just has the text, you may cast creature spells as though they had flash, which is pretty darn good. It also helps you search for this card, basically. You can exile it and then cast it as out of flash with her -2 if you do find it that way.
Vivian, an underrated card, should probably be in a lot of green decks.
Yeah, it's just 3 mana too, because Yiva, Nature's Herald, the other version that does this, costs a little more and is potentially easier to remove because it's a creature.
Yeah, and Vivian's also a good chance it gets you the card back, so even if it gets killed, you broke even. Winding Canyon's Alchemist Refuge. It's a bunch of ways that you could potentially flash out Nyx Blume, and it's going to be way more effective when you do that.
Vivian, you can also give, instead of trample, it can also gain Vigilance and Reach.
Yeah, that's true. That's sweet. Can just block with it.
Yeah, just make it the beefiest thing on the planet.
If somebody swings into you, you're not blocking though, right? Because
you just don't risk it. You'll take the damage.
Some decks we think that this card will be good in, besides Zakama. I think like Silvala, Heart of the Wilds, it's really, really good. Because
yeah, you could play this turn 3 or 4 easily.
Play it super early, and now Silvala taps for 3 times the amount of mana. So just with Nyx Blume out, Silvala's going to tap for 15,
because it's 5. Yeah.
And that's if you don't play like an 8/8, because you're tapping for triple mana. Now Silvala taps for 24 or whatever. Yeah.
You're also drawing a card most likely with it, because it's a 5-power creature. It's probably going to be the biggest thing on the battlefield early.
Muldrotha, the Gravetide, and Marin of Clan Nel'Toth will both, I think, take advantage of milling it into the graveyard and then getting it onto the battlefield with Reanimate, Animate Dead, something like that, that gets it out for a lot cheaper than the 7 mana and then uses it on the same turn.
Yeah, I mentioned Animar earlier, but it's a really good way to reduce the mana cost of this to just like a green type thing, and then not only are you getting more counters on Animar, everything already costs less, then you're able to do all of the shenanigans.
Yeah, in Animar, it feels like you play it, have 5 mana on tap, play the rest of your hand, kill somebody with Animar right there. Yeah, off to the races.
Pretty good. I do like going off to the races. All right, so we talked about this a little bit earlier, but there have been a lot of mana doublers in Magic's past, and if you are the kind of player that likes this effect, there's a bunch of ways to do it. And more importantly, there are specifically ways to do it symmetrically, so that means that everyone at the table symmetrically benefits from the mana doubling.
Which is dangerous.
It's dangerous.
But it can be good for you.
Exactly. Or you can do it just for yourself. So the bonus about the symmetrical effects is oftentimes it's a much cheaper casting cost. We've talked about mana doublers that we all love on our side of the battlefield, but those might be 6-7 mana. Now, these are ways of doing it cheaper and more quickly. So we're just going to talk about a couple of them that are, I think, that work well with Nyxbloom Ancient. The first of these symmetrical mana doublers is Heartbeat of Spring. This is just the cheapest mana doubler, I think, that people know about. For 2 and a green, it's an enchantment. Whenever a player taps a land for mana, that player adds 1 mana of any type that land produced. So it does give you a boost. Let's say you play this turn 2 or 3, and then by the next turn you're able to play Nyxbloom Ancient and probably gain mana off of it. The only problem is that everyone else at the table is benefiting from this. But I think if you're in a position where you know that you can play Nyxbloom and go nuts on turn 3 or 4, and other players can, like, sure, they all have access to 6 mana, but they can't do crazy things with it, then it's worth it.
Or if you have the Vivian or the Vedalken Orrery out and you know you're going to be able to ambush everybody all of a sudden, like, yeah, you get double, but all of a sudden I've got triple or quadruple.
Yeah. Overabundance is another interesting one. That's 1 red green, and it deals the damage to the player whenever you tap a land. And the one that I actually like the most is this one, Vernal Bloom. It's 3 and a green for an enchantment. Whenever a forest is tapped for mana, its controller adds an additional green. So it's forests specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And the text on these is interesting because you're adding an additional mana. It's not tapping for 2 mana. You tap it and then you get the mana from the effect.
So Nyxbloom won't double the mana given from this, but this will kind of help you cast Nyxbloom, and then it's still additional mana after it's out.
Yeah, and it's forest only. So this is a
triple. I keep saying double. Triple.
Triple, yeah. It's easy to forget.
Yeah.
How good, just how insane.
It just seems crazy to say the word triple.
But I like Vernal Bloom because it's only forest. So this is one of those times where it's like, cool, this is a non-symmetrical effect because not everyone, if you're in a heavy green deck that would probably play this kind of card, you're going to get the most benefit out of this. And also, if you're just a big mana deck, having Vernal Bloom is great because you might not draw your Nyxbloom Ancient.
Right.
Right? You might just be the kind of deck that wants to get double mana off of all your forests.
Yeah, and a deck that wants Nyxbloom Ancient, there's a good chance it wants other mana doublers because it's sort of relying on that strategy. So I like that idea of, like, you might not draw Nyxbloom Ancient, so you want some redundancy for that effect.
Yeah. And then there's also Winter's Night, which is really interesting. It's Naya for a world enchantment.
I've never seen this card.
Yeah, whenever a player taps a snow land for mana, that player adds 1 mana of any type that land produced. That land doesn't untap during its controller's next untap step. So if you have the already effects that untap your lands, you're good. Otherwise, all these snow lands just came out recently with Modern Horizons. There are a lot more decks that are focusing on playing snow lands. This is a 3 mana doubler, essentially. And a lot, oftentimes, you can play the things you need with the mana doubling, and you don't care if you don't untap because they have to deal with it. And you may take a turn off for your lands, but let's say you have a lot of rocks or a lot of dual elves, and you get Nyxbloom Ancient out, those are still tripling your mana.
It's interesting because this will also often be one-sided because not everybody plays snow lands.
Yeah, almost no one does, really.
I mean, with extra planar lands out there and cards like this, should we all just be having all our basic lands be snow lands? There's no downside to that, right?
No, not really. And they are available. And they're going to be, you know, more affordable than they ever have been because of Modern Horizons. And they're sweet full arts.
They are. I do like having, like, I have, like, the Amonkhet lands with the Bolas horns.
Those are sweet.
And one of my decks has all of those. And do I need to switch all those to snow-covered lands just to be, like, optimal, quote-unquote? I mean, obviously, I'm not going to do something like that, but it is a little annoying to...
I think if you're a CEDH player, there is no downside unless...
Unless somebody starts playing a Destroy All Snowlands type card. You know, tap all snow permanents they don't untap. I don't know what snow-covered stuff exists out there. I don't know the width and breadth or of it, but...
I feel
it's interesting. It's an interesting thought.
It's maybe, like, 10% of the time you're going to benefit some small amount. But, you know,
it's a high percentage.
It could be enough, right, to, like, get you that tiny edge in a game. It's if it's something that you can do, I'd say go for it.
Okay.
Well, there's also the Secret Lair series also just gave a bunch of new snowlands out there,
That's
too.
That's true. I mean, you'd have there's to buy, so like, many... 10 boxes of that thing to get.
Well, I mean, what if you're a deck like Craig's Carrier deck that only has 3 basics?
Okay, you know, sure.
Just run it in there.
Then, like, it's not helping you that much
anyway.
Oh, yeah,
the 10% goes down to, like, 3%.
I get 2 mana instead of 1. It's not like I have 5 snowlands out.
All right, the non-symmetrical mana doubler is the one that only affects you. There's only one other card that doubles mana that is affecting permanent specifically.
Yeah, they all basically do lands.
Yeah, and it's Mana Reflection.
So this one is 4 green for an enchantment. If you tap a permanent for mana, or it produces twice that much of that mana instead.
Yeah, so
it's actually worded like Nyxbloom Ancient, and it will stack too. So if you have Nyxbloom and this,
it's six times. Yeah,
ooh,
which is pretty crazy. I mean, Mana Reflection, again, it says permanence, and it's 6 mana to play. So, again, this is just another similar effect to Nyxbloom Ancient. But, honestly, like, 3 times as much mana versus 2 times as much mana, Mana Reflection is hard to get rid of. It seems like you're still going to be in the same position of we're about to win, or you're about to do the biggest skip play ever that's going to get you to the win with Mana Reflection.
I mean, one thing I'll say is, like, the fact that the Nyx Bloom's a 5/5 and a creature is... because tapping out for an enchantment that does absolutely nothing, and everyone's going to immediately be like, you're about to win, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
And they can't kill the enchantment, too. Like, in some ways, Nyx Bloom is, like, killable, so they go, oh, destroy it.
Yeah.
I don't have to kill you right now. Whereas a lot of times... I have Mana Reflections in a few decks, but it's dangerous to play because you can play it and then the whole table goes, well, I don't have enchantment removal, but I do have player removal. Everybody kill them.
I also don't have copy enchantment.
Right.
I can't steal the enchantment really easily.
Right. Extraplanar Lens, which we just talked about, basically doubles your snow-covered lands.
Yep.
Technically, you could do that with a regular basic land, but nobody ever does. If you have Extraplanar Lens in your deck, you're always snow lands.
Yeah, it's unfortunately just really hard to get these days, so Winter's Night one, we were talking about the Naya one, is potentially a nice replacement if you happen to be in those colors.
Mirari's Wake, Zendikar Resurgent, they do... good, decent impressions of this, but they're not worded in the same way as Mana Reflection.
Yeah. Zendikar Resurgent, though, is nice because of the drawing of cards thing.
Yeah.
And it's the same mana cost as Nyx Bloom Ancient, too.
I mean, so here's a question. We're going to wrap up discussion. We're almost done here, but Zendikar Resurgent, same mana cost, basically, as Nyx Bloom Ancient. Zendikar Resurgent is an enchantment. Every land you tap adds an additional mana, and whenever you cast a creature spell, you draw a card. So... those two cards fill similar roles in a deck.
Very similar.
Yeah. So, which one
is better? I think Zendikar Resurgent goes in more decks.
Yeah.
And thus it's better.
I think it's quite a bit better.
Yeah. Well, drawing a card every time you cast a creature spell is the real cherry on top. Nyx Bloom Ancient gives you way more mana, sure, but you're not refilling your hand and able to do more and more and more, more off of it.
Yeah, that's the thing about Zendikar Resurgent is it snowballs because that more mana lets you play more creatures, which draws you more cards, which are usually creatures that then Nyx Bloom Ancient, you could easily cast two more spells and then just kind of be out of gas.
Yep, and it's an enchantment that's hard to interact with. On the scale of what's closer to Paradox Engine, Zendikar Resurgent is definitely closer.
On the other hand, to play Devil's Advocate, there's a bunch more ways to cheat Nyx Bloom Ancient into play than Zendikar Resurgent, because it's harder to recur an enchantment directly into play from the graveyard, harder to clone it, harder to sneak attack it, that kind of thing. So Nyx Bloom may have more shenanigans that it's able to pull off than Zendikar Resurgent. So if your deck is built right, the ceiling, how good Nyx Bloom Ancient can be, might be better than what Zendikar Resurgent's ceiling is. But I do agree that Zendikar Resurgent probably goes in more decks.
Yeah, Zendikar probably, because I would say you'd have to be reanimating or you have to be specifically trying to cheat stuff out. Whereas Zendikar Resurgent, the only real requirement to get it out early is just ramp.
And you have to have creatures in your deck, otherwise it doesn't do as much. But yes,
if you're playing green, you're probably going to have a creature-based threat.
Those requirements are a lot smaller than, like, do you have sneak attack? Do you have, you know, certain specific things that are very synergistic? Do you have reanimate or animate dead? Are you self-milling yourself and then animating stuff? Yeah. All right, to the listeners, what do you think about Nyx Bloom Ancient? Will you be putting it in a lot of your decks? Which ones? Are there any combos or synergies that you see or think of that we didn't talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let us know on Twitter, in the comments.
On Instagram as well. We're on Instagram now.
Get all those socials going.
Facebook, everything. You can also just yell really loudly. Hope we hear it.
People right now are going,
it's great!
I'm putting it into comma.
Overrated. Like, oh man.
If you want to order a copy or three of Nyx Bloom Ancient, it's probably going in a lot of your decks, at least three of them, right?
Yeah.
If you want to order, maybe you want to pre-order booster boxes or a bundle or something of Theros Beyond Death, you can do all of that right now by going to cardkingdom.com/commandzone. Use that affiliate link when you order any of your Magic products, singles, anything at all. You are supporting all of our content, game nights. Mm-hmm. We've got some extra turns we got to do this year because of that Kickstarter. We've got a gag reel from Game Nights that we're working on, again, because of the Kickstarter. We have, obviously, this podcast, a whole bunch of stuff planned for 2020. So if you want to help us out with all of that, just order cards using cardkingdom.com/commandzone.
Yep. It honestly does help us out so much. And we love Card Kingdom. I'm wearing this sweet, awesome jacket that Josh and I both got over the holidays. Kept me very warm.
It's a sweet jacket. I was in Europe and it was cold.
Yeah.
And I was wearing that jacket and it was great.
And it was no longer cold.
You know, I'm walking down the street in Prague. This is a side story. Literally walking down the street in Prague.
Yeah.
And somebody goes, are you Josh Lee Kwai from the Command Zone?
In Prague?
Yes.
Nice.
He was like, is it okay if I, he was from Germany. So okay if I get a selfie? Yeah, sure. L was like, oh my God.
That's actually pretty incredible. Because, you know, like, the world is so big. You have no, like, for us, it's like, yeah, like, the majority of people that watch our stuff are in California, New York, the States.
You think of English-speaking countries.
Yeah, English-speaking countries, yeah. But, you know, I will say, did everyone in Prague just speak English perfectly?
There was a lot of English. Germany, of course, tons of English.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah, pretty cool.
What's also impressive is all of the cool stuff Ultra Pro makes every single time a new set comes out. And Theros Beyond Death is one of those sets that... I know we say this a lot, but this is one of those sets with a lot of special art in it because they have these really cool constellation gods.
Oh, yeah.
They have the, you know, all of the secondary art, I don't know what you would call it, the alternate arts for this set look really great. And that means it's going to translate onto their playmats, onto their deck boxes, their sleeves. And of course, they just offer a bevy, a huge suite of regular products to keep your gods safe and sound because they're gods. They deserve it, right?
You really want to put your gods on a pedestal, right?
They're indestructible, but the card itself is not indestructible.
That's...
So throw it in a sleeve, throw it in the satin tower, you know, make it look nice and colorful and awesome, and most of all, protected.
That's Ultra Pro's new brand slogan.
Yeah.
Your god cards are indestructible, but the cardboard itself is not.
It's not.
Use Ultra Pro.
Yeah. That one's for free.
All right, no end step because it's a preview card episode, but later this week, yes, this very same week, we are going to be coming out with the first part of our set review series where we talk about all the new legendary creatures, all the new cards that can be your commander Theros Beyond Death. So look forward to that as soon as the entirety of the set is spoiled, which I believe will be Friday morning.
Same time our set review comes out.
Yep.
It's going to be exciting, and a lot of gods that we get to talk about. So don't forget to subscribe and do all that. And of course, a big thank you to our editing, graphics, and logistics team. We keep on growing. Lady Danger, Craig Blanchett, Ashlyn Rose, Alfred Destaca, Josh Murphy, Jake Boss, Sam Waldo. And of course, big thanks to Jeffrey Palmer, who does the living card animations that live behind us on the screens, as well as on game nights as well. You can find him on Twitter at LivingCardsMTG, and you can find all of our stuff there as well.
All right, everybody. Thanks for watching.
And we'll see you next time.
Peace.
For further inquiries, send an email to commandcast@rocketjump.com or ask us on Twitter @JFWong and @JoshLeeKwai. See you later, alligator.
Greetings, humans.